top of the key. Minute 54 left in the third. Wisner thought about taking the three. That one closed. That window closed quickly. And it's brought in by Austin Seltz, and we have a jump ball. And possession arrow is Lakers possession. So Lakers will get it right at midcourt on the opposite sideline, right in front of their bench. Minute 48 left in the third. They trail by 14 points. 43-29.
Schuller with the ball. And handing it off to Wisner.
Brennan Wisner against Schelke. Minute and a half now to play in the third. Dribbles to his left to the wing. Picks up his dribble, feeds it down to Dakota Valentine against Oki. Gets this one off, but it's no good. Rebound Oki. Here come the Pirates. Cody Seaman, top of the key to Austin Seltz, left wing. Seltz, scoreless in this night. Brady Kirsch feeds it in. Dalton Oki, left block. Going to work, fadeaway jump shot. This one's good. Dalton Oki with 14.
That was pretty.
16-point lead for the Pirates. 45-29. Minute 10 left in the third. Wisner over to Keegan Valentine. Pulls up for the jump shot. No good. Rebound Seaman. High reach starting to click here. Leading by 16 with 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Seaman, top of the key. Pass it for a moment over to Schelke. Now Schelke will start his dribble and comes back to top of the key. Almost appears that Hyreach might be going for one last shot here with 40 seconds left in the third. Seaman passing this ball all the way around the perimeter in no hurry at all. And Lakers defending from 10 feet.
The box and one, that was just junk.
23 seconds left in the third. Schelke to Seltz, back to Schelke.
It looks like a 1-2-2 zone, doesn't it?
Pretty much. Schelke starts his dribble against Wisner, blows by him over to Seltz, wide open for three. No, rebound. Seaman is fighting for it. He gets it, puts up the jump shot, and it's in for 2 points. Seaman not giving it up. 1 second left, and Brennan Wisner's shot is blocked by Josh Schelke to end the quarter from 80 feet. 47-29, Harbor Beach leads by 18 entering the fourth quarter.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Moore Motors in Caro is where you'll find the new standard in full-size vans. Ford Transit. Transit, it fits perfectly into your business plan from the 150 series to the 350 one-ton. Single or dual rear wheels. Transit, tested for toughness with three engine choices, including a power stroke diesel. Flexibility with three roof lines and three wheelbases. Don't take my word for it, though. See it for yourself. I'm Bill Jackson, and I'll be happy to show you the all-new, great selection of Transit vans at Moore Motors M81 in Caro.
Harbor Beach uses a huge third quarter, outscoring Lakers 18-5 in that third act. Now leading by 18, Josh Schelke goes to work in the post, no good. Rebound Cody Seaman, and now we have a push against Lakers to start this fourth quarter.
Lakers can't allow frustration to go ahead and get into their heads right now. They really need to go ahead and just buckle down, play defense. They're still not out of this.
Fouls against Seth Bowles. That's his third and the team's third of the half. Brady Kirsch at the right wing, up to Schelke, top of the key, back to Seaman. Right wing feeds into Oki. And we have a foul on the floor. It appears going to be a body foul against Jim Stork, his second and the team's fourth. Team fouls right now, Lakers with four, Harbor Beach with three. Seaman. Inbounds to Schelke in the lane, and he goes up mid-air, goes to the nearly an alley-oop, and he is fouled on the way up, and he'll go for two shots here.
That's got to be on Keegan Valentine.
It is indeed against Keegan Valentine. That's his fourth.
Well-designed play. I really like that.
Shelkey's first free throw is good. He has 14 points. Keegan Valentine sits down. Drew Schroeder replaces him. Second free throw coming for Shelkey. Misses it, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a high-reach ball.
That was a heads-up play on Oki. He went ahead and slapped it off the defender for Lakers, and Harbor Beach has another shot at it.
And upon the inbound, we have a buzzer. And we have a substitution for Lakers. They're going to say, nope, he wasn't there in time. Josh Elke gets the inbound, goes to work in the post, goes up for the shot. And he is fouled on the way up, and he'll go to line for two more shots. This one's against number 32, Jim Stork. That's his third, and Lakers' 16th foul. Shelkey hits the first one. He's now 3 for 5 from the free throw line. He's hit the front end of both of all three sets of free throws thus far. Drew Schroeder sits down, replaced by a much larger Dakota Valentine. Free throws up, and this one's good.
Broke the pattern.
4 for 6 for free throws for Josh Shelkey. He has 16 points. Brenner Wisner in the right corner, trailing by 16 points. 50-29, and it's ripped away by Josh Shelkey. Going the other way, layup is in for 2 points. Make that 18 points for Josh Shelkey. Trent Cunningham dives down to the lane, goes up for the layup. He is fouled, count it, and one, and this will be a foul against Dalton Oki. That's only his second, and Harbor Beach's third team foul of the half. Trent Cunningham is 1 for 2 from the free throw line. That's his only points of the night. Brandon Wisner has 13. Everyone else in single digits. Dakota Valentine has 8. Seth Bowles checks back in, replaces Jim Stork. Free throw coming from Trent Cunningham. Yes.
Thank goodness for backspin, eh?
Did he make that first one?
That was a three-point play.
That's right. Just wondering how they got 3 points there. Called it, don't remember it. And foul, we have a foul on Lakers about midway through the court as Harbor Beach was trying to bring it up. Cody Seaman was fouled by number 12, Trent Cunningham, his first. Team seventh, so we walk the rest of the length of the court. Cody Seaman at the free throw line. Shooting 1-1, he hits the first one, gets the second. Cody Seaman has 16 points.
This has been, you know, quite a balanced game.
I would say so. Josh Elke with 18, Seaman with 16, Oki with 14. Second free throw, this one's good. Seaman with 17. Now a 22-point lead. Am I doing the math right there? 54-32, yeah.
Yes, it is. Big third quarter.
Lakers around the perimeter. Brent Wisner down to Dakota Valentine, left block. Double pressure coming. Trent Cunningham dives to the lane, gets the pass, and goes in for 2 points.
Nice play by Trent Cunningham.
All 5 points for Lakers comes from Cunningham. 54-34, and Dalton Oki gets the transition basket. No good. Rebound, though, was to Austin Seltz, and he's fouled as he just chucked that one up at the last second. He's going to line for 2 shots.
Any way you can get there.
Fouls against number 10, Seth Bowles. That's his fourth. First free throw from Seltz. That one's good. He's in the books with 1 point. Drew Schroeder sits down. So there for Lakers right now. We have Keegan Valentine, Brenner Wisner, Seth Bowles, Trent Cunningham, and Dakota Valentine. For Harbor Beach at the line, shooting one more. Austin Seltz, Dalton Oki, Cody Seaman. Second free throw is good from Seltz. 2 for 2 on that trip. Brady Kirsch is also out there, and Cody Seaman, Josh Shelkey, Austin Sells, Dalton Oki.
22-point lead.
6.5 to play in the fourth, 56-34, 22-point lead. 6.5 to play in the fourth. Lakers around the perimeter, Keegan Valentine against Dalton Oki. The 18-footer is no good, and out of bounds, Harbor Beach ball. 6:10 left in the fourth.
Full court pressure.
Brady Kirsch to Cody Seaman. Big pass to Josh Shelkey right in the hands of Dakota Valentine. That was slipped right through Shelkey's hands. But then Seltz steals it right back. Shelkey goes in for the